Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson, she's the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, the Queen of Improv, a French fry connoisseur, Miss Allie Mack. And over there, continuing the reign of the worst top five list in the history of the world, a creepy waiver and still without a car, but getting closer, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews. And look, we got good news. Hawks dominant win last night. We got a new kicker. I mean, Allie, what do we got going? New manager, too.
There's so much happening.
Got the
right
new.
We got the new. Let's talk about some headlines because I want to try something new today. So here's what's happened since we last got to chat. The Hawks beat the Magic last night at home, 127-112. They play the Raptors on Friday in Atlanta. Pregame is set for 7 right here on 92.9 The Game. First round of college football playoff rankings were released last night. Georgia lands at 5. 4 is Alabama. Texas A&M is 2. Indiana is the Buckeye. Okay, so Indiana's number 2, and then the Buckeyes. Ohio State is number 1. If I said Ohio State was number 2, my mom would kill me. So it's just over a month until we get the final bracket. The Jets made a bunch of moves before the trade deadline. We'll get into all of those at 7:20, but Sauce Gardner is heading to the Colts. That is the one that directly affects us this Sunday. The Falcons have signed O-lineman Andrew Stuber to the active roster and long snapper Zach Treiner to the practice squad and corresponding moves. Parker Romo, Ben Salas have been released. The Falcons have not officially confirmed the signing of kicker Zane Gonzalez quite yet, but obviously we know that's going to be happening. So before we dive into the Falcons, guys, you want to try something new?
Let's do this.
I don't know. This is a lot of new in one day. I'm not sure I can handle it.
Let's do it.
Hey, we've already leaned into the new, so right. Let's keep it going.
Touche.
All right, so today's Which One Wednesday, which happens at 7:40.
That's right.
But I would love to invite our listeners to join in on this debate. Okay, so we're going to put this up, a poll on Twitter. You can also just react to it, put your 2 cents in on it. And I'm not going to let either of you answer the question until 7:40. Don't even make a peep about it, okay? Just use this time as time to go ahead and get your case ready together. Prepare your case. And I may not be the First Lady of Baseball for asking this question, but I'm asking this question.
Oh, boy.
Which team will Freddie Freeman go into the Hall of Fame for, Braves or Dodgers? It seems like an easy question until you really start to dig into things. So think about that. 7:40. We'll get into that. Fair?
I got my answer. Not going to give it to you, but I got it.
All right.
I'm going to talk now.
Yes.
I promised myself I wouldn't talk following your question, and I'm not going to answer that question until 7:40. I do have thoughts, but there are a couple of things I probably will look at in the next hour and a half before we get there.
I think you should.
You know what I mean? I'm very stuck in my opinion until you change my mind, as Steak always says. And I feel that way about this. Let's see what happens.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about the Falcons then. Made some roster moves yesterday. How are you feeling about these?
I feel great. Man, I said it yesterday. I said it the day before. Parker Romo would not be on the plane flight. And it's not a knock on Parker Romo. And I understand that kickers miss kicks and you can't pin the entire loss on him. But are we not dealing with a situation where there's been too much of it this season? It's a long flight. I said Monday, I said Sunday night when I was with Grant, this is the most important week of Raheem Morris's tenure. You simply cannot go over there and get your doors blown off by Indianapolis over there in Germany. You can lose the game and Raheem keep his job. You can, you know, all this other stuff. If you get beat by 3 touchdowns in Germany and have to make that plane flight home, that's going to be a bad deal. And it's hard to kind of climb out of that down the stretch run of this season when you look at it that way. So, yeah, I think you had to make this move. I think Zane Gonzalez, from everything that I've heard, is the guy. And good. We'll ride with him from here until he's not the guy and see what happens.
Look, you have to find consistency. Kickers do miss kicks. But you need kickers making the kicks that should be somewhat automatic for an NFL pro. And I feel like at times he hasn't done that. He's missed a few that to me were makeable kicks. And when you signed Parker Romo, you weren't looking for, you were looking for better than 78%. You were looking, you needed more, and you don't really know what his range is. Zane Gonzalez is a guy that he's going to have in that, you know, he's going to have around 58, 59 in there in his range. I'm not saying he's going to be kicking 68 like Cam Little, all right, or whatever the guy is from the Dallas. I can never remember his name. But Brandon Aubrey with the freaking, leg cannon. But this guy's you've seen him do it before. I'm pretty sure he was the kicker that we played against last year in Sunday Night Football in Washington. I think that was the guy. So, because I know he was on Washington at some point last year. The Stuber thing is interesting to me because he's by trade a tackle. Mike and I have talked that we think he's played some guard.
He did. He played both in the preseason. I went back and looked. He played both in the preseason. He played one game at guard, played 2 games at tackle in the preseason. So a little bit of both.
So that puts me in a mindset of what's going on. You know, Storm Norton's been activated. I know that Bergeron and Lindstrom are banged up. And if he's coming in here as a guard, that's one thing. But Michael Jarrell's been inactive the last 2 weeks. And your swing tackle's been Jack Nelson, which I'm not trying to be hateful at 6-0-9 against Mike's brethren, but that don't make me feel warm and fuzzy inside.
No, I'm with you. You don't draft a 7th-round tackle and say, okay, he's going to start as a rookie or be a guy that has to play a bunch as a rookie. You draft a 7th-round tackle and you say, okay, that's going to be a project. Spend a year on the practice squad, see what we can get out of him, see if we can develop him. Maybe he can be a player for us 1 or 2 years down the road and start learning the game. Yeah, I'm with you. I don't know. I would be so curious to get the inside story of why Michael Jarrell has suddenly been inactive the last couple of weeks. He hasn't been on the injury report, and all of a sudden you're telling me that Jack Nelson jumps out in front of him. Maybe there's something to where Michael Jarrell Michael Jarrell played that second half of that game just a few weeks ago when Jake got hurt.
Yeah.
And he played at left tackle, and he was okay. They definitely had to, be cognizant of it in terms of the play calls and things like that. But when you go to a Jack Nelson being that swing guy, it's like, what happened? You know what I mean? Like, what happened with Michael Jarrell? But the Andrew Stuber thing, I think, just gives them some flexibility in both, in my opinion. Maybe that's why you do sign a guy like him, because he has played both here in recent memory. And if Storm, can't make the quick turnaround, maybe that's a position he can go with. He did, like I said, he played 2 games at tackle. Or maybe if a Lindstrom is down, you can let him roll from there. But that's just one of those things. Flexibility to be able to play both like that is huge, especially on game day when you have these activations. If you have to throw another couple of players out there, and we have some injuries on defense that we're dealing with right now, and that allows another open roster spot on game day as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How difficult is it going to be for Zane or Andrew to jump on the plane and then head over to Berlin for this weekend?
Zane's easy. Zane is easy because you just, I mean.
You're a kicker. You know your job.
You got your kicking shoes? Cool. All right, let's go. I mean, because, you know, they all like have their special shoe on that one foot. It used to be a little bit more of a thing, I think, than maybe it is now. I mean, they used to be barefoot guys. but. Stuber, you know, the fact that he's been in this system before, I think is easier. I actually go on the other side of the field. For me, the Sauce Gardner thing, I'm not the biggest Sauce Gardner fan. I think he's a good player that gets away with a lot, and he stopped getting away with as much recently, and he started complaining early this year. I'm just not a big fan of him. I don't think he's as good as he gets credit. That doesn't mean he's not a really good player. And that doesn't mean that he won't get away with stuff now playing in the blue and white of Indianapolis because they're a good team right now. I think it's harder for him because at least with these guys, Zane is, again, he's a kicker, completely different. But Stuber, he's been around it. To me, for Sauce Gardner to get there, I'm assuming Indianapolis is leaving the same day we are, which is late Thursday. Maybe they're leaving today. But he's got to get in, get in the system. I actually could see them holding him for a week and just saying, you know what? Get an extra bye. Get acclimated and everything. And because that's a lot. And to come in and play in a defense because Stuber is a backup. He's a guy you hope. He's a guy
he's on a paid vacation right now. Yeah. Like for him, as it stands.
He's a guy you hope doesn't play.
Yeah,
you're asking Sauce Gardner to step in and play in a different defense. Don't know the similarities of the two defenses. I know it's corner, but to step in and just do stuff, it might be best to say, you know what, we think we're okay, but I could be completely off. He might be out there starting, playing every snap.
Yeah, I'd be curious. I don't think he's just going to play every snap, but I do think that there'll be a role for him. Right, I think they'll go into certain situations where the call is some kind of man coverage, some kind of press coverage on the outside, and they're like, hey, just go out there and do what you do. You know what I mean? But if there's some kind of exotic, you know, cover three, like all this kind of invert stuff, I don't think he's going to be able to do that. And maybe that does give, our offensive personnel a little bit of a hand up and kind of say, well, you know, he's going to be in man coverage because he doesn't really know the defense at this point. Maybe he knows two or three calls. But I think the interesting thing for me to go back to the Stuber really quick before we have to move on. If Chris Lindstrom and Matthew Bergeron are out, Javon Gwynn stepped in for Chris Lindstrom when he went down at the end of the game the other day. He was the one turned around looking at Michael Penix's leg lift. I'm not sure that they would feel comfortable starting Javon Gwynn at guard. We just talked about the flexibility on game day. He is a center by trade. I don't know that he's ever taken a snap at guard in an NFL game until the other day. I cannot imagine that that's the route they would go to start him at guard in his third year after having not played at all hardly the first couple of years. I would wonder if Stuber just straight up would slot in. If Kyle Hinton is not available at right guard and he has to go at left, I would think Stuber would probably be the option to step right off the street and step right into that role. Thank God he was here during training camp and knows the offense and can get up to speed really quick. But it'll be interesting to see what that injury report looks like after today's practices and heading into Germany.
Yeah, real quick on that. I mean, I honestly could see maybe Stuber being the guy that starts. They have Raekwon O'Neal on the practice squad. He could maybe be a guy that gets popped up too. He's been a tackle by trade, but maybe – I don't know. Maybe you trust him. If I don't know what your role. See, I still know the role for Stuber, but it's starting to feel more like maybe a guard if they're really really worried about Lindstrom or, and it could be bad news. This signing might be a bad news that we hear about today. You know, they don't tell you anything until Wednesday. You're never going to get unless it's 100%. You knew it was out the moment the guy went down, and Mike can probably back this up a little bit, but they're not going to take it at a Monday press conference. They're going to wait and see. And then Wednesday, they'll give you that news. I mean, remember how we heard about the guys going day to day or week to week?
Which ones was the foot?
Lindstrom.
Lindstrom was the foot.
It was an ankle.
Was the ankle.
Yeah, Lindstrom was a foot.
Man.
And he's had a foot issue before, too.
I was going to say foot is
pretty.
Obviously, I've had both, but foot is the one where you go, a foot injury is not a like tweak.
If I'm getting the injury correct, he broke his foot the first game he ever played in the NFL's regular season game against Minnesota.
Yikes. That is not fun. Well, coming up, obviously the Falcons are going to face the Colts in Berlin this weekend. We've turned the page on that Patriots game. We're looking ahead to see what they're up against. We'll analyze it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.